So far, you've learned several methods for responding to your thoughts. You've also identified what to do with your difficult feelings. Now it's time to look at how intrusive thoughts impact your life. One key aspect of recovery is gaining the ability to live life normally. Intrusive thoughts often lead to avoidance of things you fear. For many people, this severely limits life choices and prevents them from living life on their terms. What do you avoid due to your intrusive thoughts? Do you avoid picking up sharp objects? Do you avoid being alone with women or children? Do you stay away from heights or driving a car? What do you avoid? Once you diffuse your anxiety, accept it and embrace it, your next task is to engage in life without anxiety getting in the way. Maybe this sounds easier said than done. I'm not going to pretend that this will be easy. In fact, I know it will be uncomfortable. But it is an essential step because not only will it allow you to do the things you want, but it will also help you to desensitize your nervous system. Remember how we discussed the increased awareness and paranoia that happen when intrusive thoughts develop? You already know that pushing the thought away isn't the answer. But what can help is engaging with what's around you. When you do this, the thoughts won't come to mind as often because you're already busy just living your life. Try out this statement the next time you find your thoughts getting in the way. Say to yourself, "Whatever, I accept and allow this anxious feeling. I accept and allow these intrusive thoughts, but I'm engaging with what's in front of me." Take a moment to think about areas of your life you are avoiding. Then, when you begin engaging in these situations, remind yourself that you have 100% control over your actions and your body. Your thoughts cannot make you do anything. It's safe to play with kids. It's safe to pick up a knife. It's safe to stand on a balcony. Don't let doubt creep in. Don't let anxiety lie to you. You can do these things safely, and anxiety can't bully you away from living your life normally. Here's another way intrusive thoughts can get in the way. Sometimes they lead to behaviors known as compulsions that make life difficult. Compulsions are actions or rituals people complete to alleviate their anxiety. Not everyone with obsessive thoughts has compulsions, but they are quite common. Here's an example. Let's say you often worry about hitting someone with your car. You worry about it so much that sometimes you wonder if you actually did hit someone without realizing it. You start feeling a need to retrace your route just to make sure. The act of retracing your route is an example of a compulsion. Here's a way to handle compulsions using the tools you've already learned. First, diffuse your what-if thought using your whatever statement. Tell your anxiety character, "Whatever. You're just trying to trick me again as usual." Then accept, allow, embrace, and even demand more from your anxiety, just like you've been practicing. Finally, make the uncomfortable decision to engage life without giving in to your compulsion. It will feel initially quite uncomfortable not to give in to this compulsion. In the example at hand, this means choosing not to retrace your route. You tell your anxiety you won't let it dictate you into performing unnecessary rituals or behaviors. You engage with normal life by driving home or to work or wherever you are headed, instead of letting anxiety force you into unnecessary action. If you experience compulsions, think about them for a moment. Consider how you can cut off your particular compulsions using this method. I truly believe it is possible for you to live your life again. Anxiety doesn't have to get in the way any longer. It will take some practice, but over time, I'm fully confident you can beat this. Are you starting to feel hopeful? Do you see light at the end of the tunnel? You've been dealing with this anxiety for so long, but things are about to change. You now have new information. You now have a new toolkit to use. You have everything you need to recover from this problem for good.